My thought for the podcast is like, I want to create something that like is that lasts longer than I do. Like, not like that. So like when I'm,
that's the way you said it though.
Oh my god!
I think that should be the clickbait.
That's gonna be the clickbait.
That's the name of the podcast. Lost
something that lasts longer than I do.
Why do you need the one that's left you behind? 'Cause honey, you've been on your own this whole time. And there ain't much I can tell you, there ain't much I can do. But all I've learned since I've seen you.
Welcome back to the show, Revolution. I'm your host, X, and with me we have my co-host,
Flex. Yo, you know what's up.
We want to give a quick shout out to Lovely World for providing us with their intro and our outro music. You can visit them at lovelyworldmusic.com. You can follow them on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all the socials. Make sure you check out our website. Yes, we do have a website. It's revolution.xyz, rvlvtn.xyz. You can send any correspondence over to revolution@pm.me. That's rvlvtn@pm.me. And all those links are going to be in the show notes. So without further ado, let's get this podcast started.
Let's get it started.
So today we have two beautiful girls in the building. This is our first pair that we're interviewing. So last week we
first pair,
like, yeah, there's two of
two,
us,
two of you guys,
but we're the first girls.
Yeah,
yeah.
So first woman.
And this is gonna be the best one yet.
It probably will be, honestly. So those voices that you hear in the we have B.
Me.
Yep.
B.
And we have, B me.
And we have K in the house.
That's B. Yep.
All right. So I have a lot of different topics, but so have you guys been keeping up with like the Derek Chauvin trial?
I see it on Facebook, if that means keeping up with it.
Did you see like the verdict, like what happened?
He was like guilty, right?
On all three counts.
He was guilty.
So it was a second degree murder, third degree murder, and second degree manslaughter. So
it was a crazy case.
Each murder case actually was 12 and so they is maximum, I think it's maximum 25 years on each murder case, but they, and for someone who hasn't been charged before, they probably want to give him the recommended like 12 and a half years.
And I bet if he does good service and all that bullshit.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, and then it's like 4 years is a recommended for the manslaughter case, but they actually want to give him more years than the recommended because of like the turmoil that is, he's caused in the country.
Like,
I mean, so, it literally so
it was pretty, like 9 minutes, right?
Nine and a half, something
and
like that.
It lit a fire, like after all that, then.
It's been crazy, like ever since then. It's just been wow.
It's like, I don't know, repetitive.
Yeah.
Basically, it after that, it just kept happening and happening and happening.
I think I mean, more people just got exposed.
This last like week and a half, like, I'm pretty sure a person has died every single day.
That's how I feel. Like every time on Facebook, there's a someone getting shot. I'm like, damn.
But
they've been for making reforms
to
kind of
like play devil's advocate. I mean, I think that's always been the case. It's just like there's more press on it right now too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know that whole
What's
situation.
What's your opinion on like police like brutality? Do you think it's overplayed, or do you think?
I definitely think that it's too, I don't know. They definitely need more training for sure. Because I feel like if you see someone, you shouldn't just have the opportunity to pull out a gun and take out someone's life.
I think
completely.
They only require like 800 or 900 hours.
Yeah. Well, even like that 13-year-old little boy that died, I'm like, he could have like, there was
recently,
no reason for that. You know what I mean?
There's
I'm like
a huge...
you just took a child's life.
Exactly. Basically. And there's like a huge fear factor to it. Like a whole bunch of these cops, I mean, of course, you're going to be scared. You're getting called to a scene. But the thing is, you've been trained for this. So for you to be afraid and fearing like that, you know, and you just want to take somebody's lives. I mean, yeah. I've seen multiple things as, you know, you could use a non-lethal some way to stop them as your taser, you know? Yeah. And a lot of cops, the first thing they pull out is their gun. And right. people don't even have a weapon.
Or then they mean to pull out their taser it's and also, accidentally pull out their gun.
It's also training. Right. Well, it's not an accident. I don't know if y'all saw the thing with like the lady that accidentally used her gun instead of the taser.
Yeah, that's exactly what she was referring
to. And there were so many cops that were like, no, you don't accidentally confuse like a lethal weapon.
It would feel completely different.
Well, don't they like...
They have different holders too,
in like different spots.
You know?
Like you would know where it's at.
You're trained.
One's on your dominant side and then one's on your less.
But if you think
side.
About it, they only have police academy is 6 weeks of training, at least in South Carolina.
Yeah.
For real?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But that's why South Carolina is like how it is.
Yeah.
I feel like they should have like ongoing training for like mental and physical health because if you go through something, then you're going to have a fast reaction to like.
And they should definitely test them whatever. And be like, you know, like how you ever, like when people go on a jury or they get called for jury duty, it's like, do you know anything about this? Or it's like, they'll ask if they're like racist or something. Yeah. Like, I feel like you should ask a cop, are you racist? Like, do you have any like hard feelings?
Well, they're
against
definitely
going
to lie.
Yeah, exactly.
Put them on the polygraph.
A polygraph test.
Yeah, polygraph.
Yeah. Seriously. Flex.
What's happening?
Oh, like, I don't want to give away your identity, but like,
nah, hit me, bro. You know, I told you I don't mind now.
Okay,
you know?
So you're black. How do you feel like, I know you've run into problems before with like 12 and you don't have a very good, healthy relationship with them.
And I don't. And I, honestly, I would say the biggest thing is, you know, and it's so weird, but the easiest way to say it.
Do you ever feel like you're targeted?
I was just about to say that. It's the nation that we're in, and it's not necessarily, you know, like everybody's not like this, but we grow up in a nation where everybody's taught, you know, like the same thing as to where, you know, black people were slaves. Before that, like, you know, like, I mean, black people, we were doing our thing. Black people were prospering. But the problem with the whole thing with America and cops and how they make the middle class, the high class, they're separating everybody with politics.
Yeah.
So as this is all going on, you know, everybody has their groups. You know, when Trump was president, they were building the wall. It was the Hispanics and all the kids they had caged up.
Yeah.
And it was black people and all the shootings and all the stuff that was going on. And it was some Caucasians that liked Trump and that wanted stuff going. It was everybody on each side, you know, and it was what basic, you know, I started rambling. You know, that was actually a very big subject. Yeah. I just caught myself, but let me get
it's
back
a loaded
to the question.
Yeah, honestly, right? There's a lot to say.
Yeah, because I mean, everyone experiences a difference. I don't really know, like,
but I've seen
how that plays out in your life.
Yeah, I can say I have definitely seen 100%. Even as I'm going through stuff now, you know, I'll go to court and hear stuff that people have done, and the guy is getting away with it, gone, and I'm on charges that make no sense.
They're like more extreme than they need to be.
Yes, man. And like, like,
do you remember when me and Blackwell got arrested? I haven't told this story. I don't think I've really told anyone this.
What?
Yeah, I got arrested in high school.
She said what?
No way.
She said huh?
Me and Blackwell.
I met his dad at Lowe's one day.
I hear you're supposed to get arrested at least once in your life. Go to jail once.
I've never been
to jail, but I got arrested right in front of my house. Like,
yeah,
handcuffed.
You'd be arrested. Yeah.
Oh, I heard you're supposed to go to jail.
Or do you want
to
say what you did or what happened?
Oh, yeah,
what
sure.
That was crazy.
So, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
it was super played out. So literally me and Blackwell were skateboarding around town, right? Just
of
have
course.
Like just wasting time because like there's no skate park, there's no like real good, there's no like where to skate, so like we would just find like open concrete pads.
Exactly.
And we were just bored, like we're just hanging out. That's what kids do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we decide to do like parkour because that's what we do. Like we're PK people.
Parkour.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's a spot beside this fast food restaurant where like there's a fast food restaurant and then there's like a few like downtown buildings, so they're like old and like you can kind of scale them. Like climb on top of them. So we climbed on top of one of them and then we were like, all right, we got to see the view. Like we know we shouldn't be up here really. So like, let's get down. So I jumped down the normal way and I'm just like walking back to my car. And then Blackwell It's not his fault, honestly, but I don't know why he did this. It was a little extreme.
Yo, I'm about to say, tell them the code word. You should have known, though.
But yeah, go ahead. So I get down. I'm walking back to the car. I'm like probably like 50 feet away from that building right now, right? Like half, maybe like the car was like maybe like a quarter mile away. So like not that very far. And then all of a sudden I look back and I see Blackwell jumping off the building off an awning over the owner of the establishment. I guess he noticed that, like, you know, you can kind of hear sounds going on outside.
Like Black Superman flying around
here. And like, here's the owner. And then here's Blackwell. He's like running across the awning and he jumps over the owner, lands on the ground. He lands on the ground like this. He looks at me. He looks back at the owner.
Explain it.
He looks back at the owner. He looks back at me. And then all of a sudden he just yells, "Pineapple." Yes, that was, yes, so we came up with a code word for like, if we ever say this word, that means
everybody
bail. It doesn't matter like what the situation is. If this word is said, just run for your life.
Everybody runs.
So obviously, like, I heard the word and it registered and I was like, oh crap, I gotta run. So all of a sudden I don't look back at Blackwell at all. I just book it towards the car. I'm like, I jump in the car. Blackwell shortly follows him into the car. I like turn on the car and I just speed off. Like, I'm out of there. And then, so I think somebody saw us running away and this person knows my dad and they know where I live.
Right?
So my thought was that they probably saw me. They knew me. So they knew my dad.
Definitely.
They knew where knew where I live. I mean, it's a small town. And she reported, I assume she reported it, or like, I wasn't sure if it was the woman or the man. But anyway, I drop Blackwell off and then I go home. Between the time that happened, that we like ran and left, and by the time I got back home, it was like an hour. And when I got home, there's a cop waiting in my driveway. And I like pull up to I'm like, oh crap, like they're here for me. I knew it was for me. So I was like, I slow down and kind of pull over.
I kept driving.
I pulled over and I was like, I know it's for me, so I'm going to just stop the car. And then I stopped the car and then all of a sudden the cop comes running up to my window and he's like banging on the window. He's like, stop the car, stop the car. I was like, dude, the car is stopped. Like, I'm not going anywhere.
You're in your driveway.
I'm like, right. I'm on the side. Like where the grass is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's like, get out the car. And I was like, okay. And then I opened the door and he like drags me out and like handcuffs me. And I was like, dude, like, what's up? Like, I'm not running away. He's like, you were trying to run away. I was like, no, you were in the driveway. I can't pull in if you're there. So that's why I drove past you a little bit. And I was like, all right, whatever. So then I don't know. It was kind of a blur, honestly. But the point is, we got charged with like trespassing.
Was Blackwell in the car too?
Oh, they thought we were stealing.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
No, he dropped him off.
But
tell him what you told the owner after he figured out what we were doing, like y'all were doing and all that.
I don't remember this part.
So remember, because Blackwell told me that.
Oh, well, so we went to court and we tried to tell them what happened and they just didn't believe us.
Yeah. They didn't believe y'all were just up there doing parkour.
Yeah, they didn't believe they
and y'all were a high schooler just like fucking around. Basically.
Yeah, we were literally just like, because there's nothing to do in that town.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. So, at like, all.
We're literally trying to make our like own luck or however you want to say it.
If they gave us something to do, we wouldn't like.
Yeah.
Do stuff.
But like, you don't even do anything bad.
Yeah. It's like exactly. You can't just go out on the street and like ride your skateboard. And it's like someone's looking. It's like, oh, what are you doing? Like, you're not supposed to be here. And it's like, can I just like ride down the street and like enjoy the fresh air and not be on my cell phone inside? Or
literally, speaking of fresh air, it is Earth Day.
Yeah. So I feel like,
it is Earth Day.
I feel like the system definitely failed me in that situation and Blackwell.
Yeah.
Because I had to go do like, was it PTI? What is it called?
Maybe.
What is it? Community service? Or was it
get your thing expunged?
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
It was like a few hundred dollars. It was honestly like $500, all like $500 or $600. Because like
it's all about the money, man.
Yo, so like you
for skating, right?
No, we were just climbing on top of a building.
Oh, so just climbing. Yeah. Not even any damage.
Parkour is considered a criminal act.
None of those buildings are probably worth a shit anyway. No. So. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So I feel like if the system like worked, they would have just like took that as a sign to like, hey, maybe we should build a playground or something like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, yeah, like that's a skate true. Park or something. Yeah.
It just so happens that we were in a small town, so there's like nothing, literally nothing. If we were like in a larger city, like, yeah, we would have places to go do stuff.
And I know the cops of that town. So it's like, yeah, they just too. Grow up there.
They've been there for like 30 yeah, years, 40 years.
And they
years.
Just yep. end up going to the academy and they stay there, you know?
Yeah. It's the only thing to do.
My mom dated
the crazy thing literally, about that, there's literally no way to like vote them out either. Cause like, you know, when you go vote,
yeah,
they're literally, there's
you
only
can't vote police
like
officers
the sheriff
out?
Want, for example.
Oh yeah. You do vote for sheriff.
Yeah. We've had the same sheriff since I've been alive.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. yeah.
The crazy literally. Thing though about all those cops, like being there for so long is like, so a lot of those cops knew my parents yeah. and they knew like a lot of other kids' parents. So when we got honestly in that town, when we got in trouble, it was funny because they knew my parents. They're like, oh, you're a Williams. Oh, you're a Williams. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a Williams. Yep. Mm-hmm, yeah, I am. And I got away with a couple things, but still, after you move out, it's not the same.
You did a super, yeah. you did a really huge like senior prank, right? And then.
Oh, God. I will.
But you did.
Yes, yeah. yes.
Never we, forget that.
We used our skill as ninjas parkour to scale the school and as a senior prank. You know, I thought it was a prank at the time, but chop down the trees in the courtyard.
Wait, destruction wait, of public property.
Wait, what? You, so you're like, who is it? George Washington, who chopped down the cherry yeah. tree?
Oh my goodness.
You chopped down trees for your high school prank?
We did.
Like
I was
the,
literally
like the courtyard
bacon.
Trees.
So like
you had courtyard. To climb the school. It was late at night. Like we went there.
Did y'all
late.
Take chainsaws out there or something?
No, use hand saws, right?
Oh, hand saws.
Yeah. How many trees was it?
Oh my goodness, I could tell you to go look it up, but
yeah,
it's still there.
News. It's still on the news.
Yeah.
Yep.
I dated one of the boys and my mom was on the news and she's like, so, your boyfriend was charged with a misdemeanor or whatever today. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what
it
they did.
It was insane. But
I feel like
what
they
I said
should give
the
you
couch.
Some effort. Like cutting down a tree, multiple trees with like a handsaw.
Yeah.
That's, right?
I'm like,
right?
honestly, they needed to plant some new trees out there anyways. Like they
and
need
they
to do something with that courtyard.
Younger
so.
People don't want to work.
And yeah,
I think that was some
y'all are landscaping for them, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah, free service, but it was horrible. The teachers cried, you know, because they seen the trees okay. in the school, been there. I was like, oh my goodness. Like I wasn't, you know, a bad student there. You know, I played sports and everything. I had a whole bunch of siblings come through there. And when they found out it was me, which we had a perfectly, we were great. Believe me, like, I knew everything we were doing. We planned it. It was great. They had no footage, nothing. But one of our co-defendants literally couldn't handle the pressure and snitched on us. Literally couldn't handle the pressure. We got to school the next day. The cops are there. WIS.
Even
to the point, yeah, it was insane. We had like the environmentalist rights people, like, you know, the, I was like, what?
What?
This is crazy.
I know. Yes, I remember too them like posting pictures on Facebook. They're like, we replanted the trees that they destroyed last year, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, congratulations. Like,
all right. Well, I hate to break up the conversation, but we got to move on to topics.
Okay, you're right.
All right. So,
it's Earth Day.
B.
We're talking about
it's
trees.
Earth Day.
Let's keep
I'm
all
sorry,
the trees.
Do
you
apologize to the trees?
Have you been keeping up with politics since the election or not really?
Not really.
No.
We don't have time.
Everyone
was
like in a very political vibe, like whenever the elections were, because they wanted to see like what would happen with like Trump
and
Biden.
That's horrible because everybody's separate then. You know, nobody is with each other. Everybody hates each other when it's
that
like
is
that.
True. Basically, you're either on, it's like you're on one side, like you're not allowed to be in between. Or you're shunned too, basically. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't have an opinion, you're like, you know, like, I'm just kind of like in the middle. It's just like,
oh, you one of them far lefts, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm just like, I don't agree with everything.
So you're
know?
Just ignorant.
Yeah.
You don't pay attention. You're just ignorant. Like,
yeah,
no,
basically.
I'm just not telling you my opinion.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like, I just feel like you're just very divided. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's definitely things that need to be fixed. And if everyone could agree on one thing instead of arguing, like, one side against one side, well, and everyone kind of come together and figure out a solution. It'd be easier. That's the thing
is, like, you want to talk to people who aren't in your circle to, like,
Yeah, but some people, like, it's hard to talk to. Like, they can't have a conversation. They want to argue the point.
No, but that's fine. Like, argue with them. Like,
No, but that's the point.
You can have a debate, not an argument.
I know what you're saying. Like, some people just, like, they're going to deny or, like...
Yeah, they're just like, oh, well, if that's your opinion, you're just stupid. And you don't have a say, and, like, you should not be here.
Yeah.
Like,
how do you guys identify politically?
I feel like
a hippie.
So that's called libertarianism.
Well, yeah, that's what everybody says. They're like, OMG.
No, that's what I am.
Kay, like,
I'm,
you
like,
are
super
so
libertarian.
Yeah, they're like, you're so liberal. And I'm like, well, can you explain to me what liberal means? And they're like, yeah, you're like really open minded. You're open to change. You, like, you can see things differently. And I'm like, so keep going, because that sounds really good. Like,
That's
how I feel. I'm like, I feel like, you know, if, like, gay people want to get married, let them get married. Like, if a woman's not ready to have a baby yet, she shouldn't be forced to. Like, if a dad can just leave whenever he wants.
Did you see the heartbeat bill?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just
what
ridiculous.
Is it? I know I had some people, like...
It's like talking. After, I think,
oh,
like, it's a 6 weeks.
Once it has a heartbeat,
you can't do it. Unless it's in, like, the case of, like, incest or rape, which is, like... better than Alabama, at least, you know. I don't think even if you get raped, fuck you.
I think, like, higher courts, like, shut it down, though. Right now, it's not, like, it's not going
through.
Like,
the federal people came or whatnot.
They're like,
no, you can't.
Y'all can't do that. How about you, Flex? I never asked you this. I don't know. We never talk politics.
You haven't. Yeah. Honestly, I identify definitely, and it's not necessarily just under one party. It's one of those. What is it? It's a liberal democracy.
Democracy.
So yeah. So it's, you know, it's the liberal aspect of it, but it's everybody having their. What was it? I don't want to give the wrong definition.
Are you saying you're a Republican?
No, not at all. Not at all. I can't, because.
Who did you vote for?
I didn't even vote.
You gotta vote, man.
Oh my goodness.
You know,
like,
your ancestors would
understand.
Be very upset.
You know, they would, but you know what they would also be upset about?
Having to choose between the greater or two evils?
Evil in the segregation that, even though they still fall for, we have so much more freedom. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is now, and you hear old people say it now, they'd rather have somebody show it to their face than somebody hide it and smile to them. You know, and it's on that line of it. But I understand that. Yeah, that's so. I am doing bad on my part by not voting for sure. But I do vote locally. So because I feel that change more than anything, because I can vote for the guys that are going to legalize cannabis, who are going to have my voice when it's time to actually with the electoral votes, and the guys that go, the senators and the people.
That's how I'm like, whoever is for marijuana, I'm like, you've got my
vote. Surprised I haven't pushed my libertarian views onto you, because you know that's like what libertarianism is, right?
Oh, bro, like, believe me, I bet do you were.
Yeah, so like, I voted for Joe Jorgensen and Spike Cohen.
Oh my goodness, that is hilarious.
Yeah, it was a very slim portion of the United States that voted for them, but they're both from South Carolina. They're both, well, Spike Cohen is from Myrtle Beach, and Joe Jorgensen is from Clemson. She's like a psychology professor there.
We definitely need
and you know what's funny, I listened to Spike's podcast today, and one of the guests, Vermin Supreme, was, do you know Vermin?
I guess what is he on?
Vermin Supreme.
Yeah, what is he?
He's a politician.
His name's Vermin.
But he runs off
that's
of a very
like. Vermin, that's a Vermin Supreme. That's like a YouTuber.
I know. I was thinking about Taco Bell.
He runs off of a very interesting
Vermin
ticket. Like, he wants to give everyone ponies. Like, he's when you think of a hippie, he's like a hippie. Like, he's way out there.
Yeah. See, ponies, like ponytails, or like a pony to ride.
He wants to give everyone in the U.S. a pony. Yeah. And he's on like, he actually gets a lot of votes, and it's been going up every year, every election.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, when you say stuff like that, like, I mean, of course, yeah, like, I mean, we want stuff like that. But since politics is revolved around everybody's just talking about taxes, everybody's just talking about jobs, everybody's just talking about health benefits and this and that, and they don't respect the party. When you start talking about the stuff that, you know, you do, you know, you get on your daily day lives, it's like, that's nobody. It's like, okay, he's just like, it sounds like a lie. It sounds like he's not gonna, you know?
Yeah. The crazy thing about Vermin is like, he seems like a real like oddball. And if you like just see one of his videos, and this is why he does it, he's like very out there and outlandish about his claims. But if you just look past that little bit and you actually look to see like what his platform is about, dude, it is what this country needs. But that's the thing. It's like he does like a lot of crazy things just to like attract attention, and then he like lays it down on you. Like, he's actually really smart. And you wouldn't know that unless you like actually look into him. Yeah, I'll have to show you guys like a video in a minute.
Yeah, because I haven't like heard of him.
Yeah, it is like clickbait.
My name is Vermin.
But what I was trying to get to is that like Vermin was talking about Jo Jorgensen and how she like eats a lot of edibles, right? And she would like debate on stage, and she would be like high on edibles, and she would like perform well. And he would be like, that's like the craziest thing I've ever. And this is Vermin Supreme, right? Like, he grows his own marijuana in his backyard. I think he lives
out
of like,
Oh, go ahead. Yes.
I don't remember if he said he lived out of like Massachusetts or like somewhere up north. I don't really remember.
Somewhere it has to be legal. So
yeah, it was legal. And then he was like, yeah, she eats a lot of edibles, and I'm surprised that she does as well as she does on stage. Like, I know,
because what people don't get is, you know, people think they aren't good on marijuana and they're lazy or it makes them paranoid. But no, you're in a legal state. You don't know what you're smoking. Marijuana isn't just marijuana. It's indica, sativas, hybrids. Like, people, it's a medicine. You have different doses. So if you know what you take, you can perform. Unless you take too much, then that's when you start getting all these other feelings and stuff. You have to know what you take. But in a,
I feel like it can relax her anxiety too, so she can go up there and say what she needs to say.
Probably.
And just that's not a big platform. Give a shit.
So, and to wrap that up, libertarians are pro. I don't know. I don't want to say pro drugs. Like, I don't know if they.
It's from the earth, so you
but
know.
I know they're definitely pro marijuana, so
right.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't. I don't know. You should look into being a libertarian. I have to slide it in every now and then because that's what we do.
I want to second that. You should.
Yeah, I think my opinion is, especially with the abortion bill or whatnot here, it's like you just have a bunch of old 50, 60, 70-year-old men voting for it. And it's like, y'all were born in whatever time, and this is a different time right now. So it's like, it's crazy that y'all still have control over our all people of our age. And you know what I mean? It's like, the world's going to be different when we grow up and we're 50, able to take office.
I think that's what a lot of people are waiting on, is for like those people to like die.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. So you just have to wait for all of them to die off.
Honestly, right? I said that to
it's
someone
so
one
weird
time.
Because
I was
like, young people now versus like people that are like 50, 60, 70 years old that are like, that have power, like, they don't have the same views at all.
And
it doesn't benefit like anyone.
Yeah.
Not, you know, like people younger.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, well.
I had a friend who was very the other way, and I was just like, oh my God.
It's
like,
hard.
Super
right?
conservative and young.
Super conservative and old. Very old. Really? And like, I just looked at him one day and I was like, you know, the world will be a better place when like boomers are extinct.
Yeah.
Boomers. Like,
there probably will not be any hate. Like, I feel like by the time maybe it's like 2050, like, hopefully racism won't be a thing anymore, but I've definitely been around people my age that are like 20, 19.
Who still have the views, right?
Yeah, because they were raised with that. So it's like, it's kind of scary. It's like, you guys might grow up and not change at all.
I dated a girl whose parents was like that, and it was pretty sketchy, you know?
It's
hard. It was kind of fun, but it was pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
What's that song?
Like, Get Out.
Like, Cult 45. Right, exactly. Like...
So I haven't seen Get Out, but I know what it's about. I don't want to watch it because I'm scared that it's going to happen
to
me.
It was a really good movie.
I don't think I've seen it.
But it can happen to Hispanics too. I mean, I feel like I'm white and I've dated a fair share of Hispanics in my life.
I've dated
and
a girl before where like her dad was not chill with like colored people.
Yeah.
So like, I really wouldn't come around too often. Like, she had two sets of parents. So like, I would go over to the other set of parents more often, and they were like cool with everything. And then, but when like whenever I had to go to like her dad's house or whatever, like I went in there once and like I never went back.
Oh, you brave!
I knew that was a situation too. So
I feel like today we have like a good diversity going.
Yeah,
we
do.
For
like,
sure.
I mean, we all are different colors. Over
yeah,
here.
I'm like
right.
Kenny's a mix.
I'm a mix. I'm Puerto Rican and Filipino, but
oh, nice.
Very like Americanized, I feel like, but I still have like that in me.
Your roots, the culture. You know, you got your roots.
I got, yeah. I still got my flavor. I got my seasonings in me.
That's it. That's it.
But do you ever see like not being black? Like, do you ever hear people say like, "Oh, you're not interracial"? Like, X, have you ever heard that? I've heard that, and I'm
what
like,
do you mean?
Like, because I date like white boys, and people will be like, "You're not interracial," and I'm like, how not? And they're like, "Because you're not black, you're not interracial." And I'm like,
what? You've heard that like
literally so many times.
So you have to be black to be like and date like a non-black person to be interracial. You've heard that?
Yes. And like when I tell you I date like very Caucasian people, very Caucasian, and for them to tell me that, I just like look down and I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You're like, my parents are from two different countries. Like,
wouldn't my babies be from an interracial
I've never heard that.
Species?
That's interesting.
Yeah, I myself am crazy. Interracial. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Well,
I can't believe. Well,
I kind of get that. Like, sometimes I'll get like black girls will be like, "Oh, you don't date black girls?" I was like, I mean, I have before. Like, I've been with a black girl before, but like, I just haven't dated one. I don't know. I kind of see what. Was it a black person that told you this? Just curious.
No, it was a very Caucasian person who was the parents of the boy I was seeing. It's been two different parents or two different moms that have said that, and they tried to explain it to me. One tried to explain it to me.
How
saying,
are you
like,
gonna explain your own
but you,
DNA?
Why are they asking?
Well,
why
they
are
were saying like nationality and race and like how that all goes into it. And so like since I wasn't born in Puerto Rico and the Philippines, like I'm quote unquote white. Like American.
No,
yeah. Like and I'm just like, thank you. Yeah. Like I don't I'm like, no.
Not at all.
Like that's not right.
If somebody took a clone from you, your babe, you know what I'm saying? It would be still
your
DNA, you know?
Exactly.
Like not an American babe.
I would ignore that because I'm pretty sure if like any white person, for example, like dated you, most people would be like, "Oh, that's an interracial couple."
Exactly. And they like it. They're like, "Ooh, I got me a little brown girl."
Yeah,
like, exactly.
Like, oh my God.
But being from a small town with closed minds and very conservative people, everyone's like,
that's funny.
No, like, because they're just like, honestly, like where I'm from, it's very like closed minded and racist. So they're just like, "No, you're not black. So you're fine." And I'm like, no, like, just go ahead and consider me black if that's the case.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Honestly.
Yeah, because she wasn't from too far from where we were, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Okay, so I don't want to do this podcast or these ladies a disservice. So why don't we talk about gender inequality?
Okay.
Women rule.
Yeah.
And boys drool.
Do you ever feel like you've been cheated because you were a female?
Not necessarily, because like this is gonna sound really cocky, but pretty privilege is a thing. So
I feel like in our industry too, it's like it's kind of female dominated.
What do y'all do?
We're hairstylists. So I mean, and there is men sprinkled around everywhere, but they're gay men, so it's fabulous. It's not like
it's fabulous.
You don't ever have to go to work and feel like I'm gonna be sexually harassed or anything. You know?
So in your industry, but like, if you were a male, would you
anywhere
have gone into that?
Right.
I don't know if that
if
matters.
I was,
I mean, if you wanted to, if you
feel
like
there's males around.
I've had a
us.
Man cut my hair and he's been straight and gay. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to do hair, you want to do hair.
Yeah.
And so barbers,
you don't feel like you've been cheated because you're a female ever?
I feel like the one time I've been cheated was, or maybe not as a female, but I feel like it kind of goes back to the whole police thing. Like, I had to get wanted to get a restraining order, and I had been to the office at two different points.
Mm-hmm.
And so this boy, this ex-boyfriend, was trying to break into my house, beating on my door, told me he was taking all these drugs, and I called 911. I was like, I don't want to get killed because he was taking down my door and everything, you know?
And they just kind of shunned you off?
Yeah, and then I went again, and they were like, I did a report, and they said, okay, if something else happens again, just come back and do another report, and then we should be able to do the restraining order. So I was like, okay. And so I'm driving. One day, I see him come up behind me, and he's, like, racing me, trying to, like, pull me over to the side of the road. Just, like, I was really scared. Like, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wreck. How am I going to get out of this or what? And I just feel like he was trying to, like, run me off into the trees to get me to pull over. And then went back to the sheriff's office, and then the sheriff looked at me, and he was like, yeah, they don't do anything unless you're practically dead. And I was like, okay, cool.
That's what I, yeah. Dang,
and that was probably crazy. Like the worst time in my life, like as a female, I feel like dealing with all that.
Yeah,
but besides that, I feel like that's pretty much been the only time, because I mean with my industry, it's like I said, it's kind of female dominated. I don't feel like I've been cheated too much.
So I have an interesting story. Obviously I'm a male, but I have noticed, like, I've seen females be like segregated against. So like when I was in high school, I was the football kicker for the team. And like we would have summer sessions, right? Like right before, you know, you work out in the summer to prepare for the fall season. But I think, you do spring training, right? You do spring training to like, you work out, and then you start doing like the actual football workouts in the summer. But in the spring, like you can only do so much because there's like restrictions. So like you don't overtrain the students or whatever. And I had convinced one of my cheerleading girls, because I was a cheerleader in high school, I convinced one of my friends to I don't remember. I just told her, I was like, hey, you should come out to like the weight room, like act like you're going to be a kicker. Because like a lot of girls in high school, like, are starting to be kickers. I mean, it's still not very popular, but like that's the one thing they will do, because like it's not very physical. It is physical in the sense that like you got to kick the ball and you got to be ready to take a hit. But I
mean, we had kickers that were females.
Y'all did?
Like two.
Oh, that's awesome, actually.
At our school.
Yeah.
The soccer players were the kickers.
So I told her, I was like, hey, you should come work out. So she did. She wanted to come to the weight room. So I pull up to the weight room with her, and like the coach immediately looks at me. He was like, she can't be here. I was like, what do you mean she can't be here? And I was like, no, he was like, yeah, you just can't. Like, he didn't even give me a reason. He's just like, she just can't be here. I was like, okay, he's obviously like sexist, because he hasn't even asked like her name. He hasn't asked like what she's doing here. He just assumed like that he just saw a girl and he was like, okay, you can't be in the weight room, which is pretty messed up. But
yeah, that's not fair.
I was like, okay, well, I'm leaving then. I was like, I'm leaving. I'm not going to be here if you're like going to be like a dick about it. And then, so I did, like, I left the weight room, and I was supposed to work out that day, and I went with her, like, we just went walking somewhere. I was like, yeah, sorry about that. I don't know why he was being a dick about it, but, like, later that day, I think I went to practice, and then...
Did you get in trouble?
No, I didn't get in trouble.
You
brought a girl here.
It's just like, I'm a pretty good athlete. So for him to piss me off, like, would piss off the head coach. So I think the head coach probably told him something. And then after that, there was no beef. But yeah, that was like one of the...
Did you ever get to bring her to the weight room after?
No, I never brought her, because it was just like kind of awkward after that.
But that was during that time period still, though. Like, we're in that generation.
But I had to stand up for her, but I was like, she's not just going to get kicked out. And like,
that is nice that you did that. Crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
I feel like I haven't like personally experienced it. I mean, I have a friend who her boyfriend is very like misogynistic and asshole-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And he definitely is somebody who thinks that like women are stupid because they're women.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like, he got laid off and is still collecting unemployment.
Yeah.
So I'm like, who's really the stupid one? Like,
right.
Yeah, seriously.
And then I was seeing a guy and he would just be like, well, I mean, like, you are a hairdresser. And I feel like, excuse me, coming from the one who like books appointments every 2 weeks with the same person over and over and over. But like, I'm stupid.
Yeah. I know. I feel like, too, a lot of people have looked at me and like, oh, you went to hair school. Like, you didn't go to college or anything. But I'm like, I don't have any debt, so I'm good.
Exactly.
And I'm just making money right now.
Like, we make good money, too. Yeah. It's not like...
I'm, like, living my best life. I can't complain.
No, it's not like we're, like, not making money and working in, like, a low end.
I feel like that's one thing, too. Like, I have had a mom shame me one time because when I met... was my boyfriend. I met his mom for the first time, and she like didn't even say anything to me. I was like, you know, hey, I'm B, nice to meet you. And then she was like, oh, you're a hairstylist too. And I was like, yeah, and what's your point? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. But other than that, like, I don't.
Yeah.
But being a pretty woman, which is very cocky, it does get you what you want. And
that's crazy.
Harassed a lot, too. But
talk about that.
Oh, God.
Being harassed. Yeah. It's a thing, like.
Does it happen every time you go out?
All the time. But honestly, like, me, I don't, like, a lot of people don't actually come to me. I think it's because I have a bitch face.
Yeah.
Or, like, they just, like, you can tell I'm not going to put up with it. Like, right. I can afford my own drinks. I don't need you to drug me for free.
Yeah.
Like, it's really not.
Yeah.
That's how it is. I feel like old men will come up to you at the bar and they're like, oh, let me buy you a drink. I'm like, no, I'm okay. Mm-hmm.
But that's the one thing.
The standards for dudes is bad, or for dudes are bad. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's like anyone who will let them get it for that night, you know?
I've noticed lately, and because I recently was dating like a man who was maybe like 2 decades older than me.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
No, like, I don't even hate on it. I still like decades older, but
they're more mature.
Within reason, like, you've been there firsthand, but at the same time, like, I've seen things where he's matured, and then I see things where, like, someone who is close to my age says or does the same exact things that he has said, like, things that are on the same level, and it's like, oh, well, it's okay because he's a younger man, whereas, like, there have been situations, and it's like, I mean, I definitely yelled at him. Not necessarily that one, but like other ones. But then the same situation has happened in a different scenario with a different person who is younger. Mm-hmm. And it's just like not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I feel like a younger person is more likely to drug me for a $2 drink.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like an older person. But I've definitely seen, or dating someone who is older, like I've seen where, like, you definitely get judged.
Yeah.
With, like...
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, younger people are still shitty, too.
Yeah.
Men and women.
Yeah. I know. I feel like, too, I remember being at the bar one time, and this guy just randomly came up and, like, slapped my ass. And I was like, what the fuck? And all I did,
how
I,
often
like,
does that happen? See, that's crazy.
It happened to me one time.
I was going to say, I would never cross that line.
No. Yeah. I just threw my drink in his face, and I just, like, crushed my cup up against it, too. I was like, get the fuck away from me. I've had that happen to me, too.
And, like, the bartender kicked them out and would not let me leave until the end of the night. Like, until everyone is gone from the bar. And I was like, bro, just walk me to my car. And he's like, I'm not risking that.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. I almost tried to fight a guy one time because he, like, grabbed me by the back of my hair, and I wouldn't go home with him. And I was and my friend was like, pull me out.
That's just crazy.
But like, men are just so brazen about that shit. Like, they do not care. They will fucking do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them, but
I will say men and women are the same. Women just don't like pull their junk out and helicopter it in public. We do it in a more private setting. Like, we're not like,
we're smoother about it.
Yeah, we definitely check out everybody who walks by, but we're not like checking you out, biting our lip, and like getting a hard on at the same time.
Right. It's like, hey, you want to go come suck my dick afterwards? No.
This might be a little long of a podcast, but it's okay. But
it's a good one.
Let's do our famous water break, Lex.
What? You mean the remix? It's now a...
Yeah.
Bah, 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 bah.
Turn up. It's a Thursday today, so no water.
So you can drink your water if you want. Drink a beer. Take a shot. Do what you got.
Take a shot and make a TikTok.
That sounds dangerous.
Or roll a game. Do whatever you want.
Right. I threw a party one time where if you came in, all the dudes had to take 3 shots and the girls took 2.
That's sexist. Like, we can't take 3 shots.
You just got called out. That might be sexist, but you know what is also sexist? You want to know why I changed that? What?
All right, go first, Flex.
Because when I was telling everybody they had to take 3 shots, the girls were like, why do I gotta take three? And they were like, you're trying to get me fucked up. I was like, whoa.
Honestly, though, like, it should have been the other way around because girls have a lower alcohol tolerance.
But they wanted, so I switched it because they were just like, I was like, it's up to you. But I would say that as line, but if they had any problems, like, you don't have to. But that was just like, it's a fun thing coming into a party, get everybody on the same level. Yeah. Nobody, you know, so you're not coming in there, you know, sober. At least everybody is on that level, you know?
Yeah.
The only thing that's like sexist against men actually is like cover charges. So like women never get charged.
Oh, yes. That is true. I've gotten charged. I've had to pay $10 to get in somewhere.
But they have like ladies' night out.
It depends on the place. Like sometimes it'll be like ladies in for free till a certain time.
But it's because the men are going to buy us our drink.
Yeah, I know. I know why, but I'm just like,
it is sexist.
I thought we were trying to like get on the same level and like we still got things like that going on.
Yeah, that is true.
But that's not the same.
I mean, chivalry's not
that's not the same, I guess.
Sorry, you have to pay a cover charge. So sorry about that.
Sorry you don't get your ass grabbed. But
What were you saying on the depression podcast where you were like...
Oh, yeah. And he was like, X was like, yeah, I guess like postpartum depression is like when women just get sad after having babies. And I'm just like, you guess. Like, it's an actual thing. Like, your hormones are coming out of your body. You're like not doing anything for yourself. You have to wake up to a crying baby every couple hours.
Yeah. I'm not.
You're like, no, I don't know that. Mm-hmm.
Not about that.
I'm
life.
Not getting
up. Do you think
every
that
night?
Happens to more women than not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you have to think about it. Like, you go from being what you are to 9 months of getting fat. Ugly. Mm-hmm.
Your organs.
Well, let me
are
not say ugly. Some people think it's a beautiful process. I don't personally. I would love my baby, but like I don't think that part would be fun and exciting. Yeah. So like afterwards, like not only do you have a baby, but like you have a baby that needs your attention. You're sleep deprived, and then you don't. You're not what you're used to. You're not you. You don't feel like you.
I know. Yeah. You're not, like, if I had a baby right now, I'm like, shit, I couldn't get my nails done, couldn't get my hair done, like,
have you ever, like,
couldn't buy
it?
My own clothes.
Have you seen it in person? Like,
oh yeah, like one of my best friends from school, you know, she had a baby, and I feel like she's still like been locked into her house, like she just has so much anxiety to like go to work or do anything. You know,
I know someone, she was like popular in high school, cute, like peaked in high school, and like got pregnant on her, basically on her 21st birthday, and now like she has kept the baby weight on and was depressed for like a really long time. And I was like, well, think about it, like you go from being in high school Miss Popular, like with a popping body and all this stuff, to like popping out a baby. And
then too, I feel like men don't realize, like, you're like, some women don't get stretch marks, and then some women do. Like, your whole body will change, and, like, some women, like, want to have surgery afterwards, you know, so they can feel like themselves again.
I'm a very petite woman, and I have stretch marks. Like, my thighs are covered in them.
Yeah. So it's like if you were to have a baby, you feel like you would
probably...
Oh, God,
I don't even want to think about
it. Yeah, yeah. That's how I feel, too. I'm tiny. I'm like, I don't even know if, like, a baby could possibly grow inside me. I feel like I'd rip apart.
But I used to be big. I used to not have jawline.
She said she felt like she would rip apart.
Honestly.
Let's change up the speed a little bit. So we're going to talk about like dating and sex, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Everybody needs to know.
Let's go.
So what would you consider like a date deal breaker? Like if somebody did this on a date, where you would just be like, I can't do this.
Oh my God. I went out on a date with this guy this summer, okay? And I couldn't even, like, when he took me to this, like, shithole Mexican restaurant. Like, and then, like, one of my other friends was like, yeah, when I take a girl somewhere I don't really like, I'll take her to a shitty spot. So I'm like, damn, I was that girl. But anyways.
Probably.
I'm like, but then he was, like, sitting across the table, and he's on Snapchat, and he's like, yeah, I don't know why. These, like, random, like, I get these random girls adding me, and these bitches just send me, like, naked videos all the time. And he's showing me the videos, and I'm like, I am never talking to you again. Like,
what? You didn't tell me about that.
It was during the summer. It was like a while back.
We didn't talk that much then.
Yeah, I guess probably not. But you would know who it was. It was like the Air Force boy.
I don't know. No. We'll have to talk about it later.
But I was like, dude. And then he'd post, like, he posts like 3 shirtless pictures of himself a day. And I'm like, dude.
Did you like him before you saw that, though?
3 shirt, like, that's too much.
Or were you just kind of just like going out?
I think I like the look of him.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to date someone like in the aesthetically army or something, you know? Like, I like that look. Yeah. Like, but then I met him and I'm like, ooh. But I'm like, they might not all be like that.
Well, where did you meet
Tinder?
That's so funny.
So that was a problem. But you know,
what's your
Tinder
bio?
I don't have one. I'm one of those people.
You didn't have a bio.
I remember I would put like I was a hairstylist or something. I would put random
just
things.
Just the general IG.
Yeah, and then like I'd have guys be like, "Oh, can you cut my hair? Can you cut my hair?"
Like, I'm absolutely like, not.
No, that's not what I'm here for.
No,
this is Tinder.
I get like them being rude to waitresses. I can't stand that.
True,
and I do look at people's tips. Yeah. Not gonna lie, yeah. Like especially if you have money. And you don't tip well?
Yeah, you better be tipping.
I'm judging you.
Like, you better tip? Oh, yeah. My goodness. That's a person's livelihood, you know?
I feel like, too, if you never worked in the service industry and had to live off tips, then, like, when I go out with my family, like, they just don't know. Like, my mom was so surprised when she found out I got tipped as a hairstylist. She was like, what? People tip hairstylists? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, mom.
They do.
Like, we'll go out to restaurants.
How much do y'all tip?
Like, what do you
in
mean?
In general, like,
when
over
I go
20%.
For food. Yeah, I always do 20%. And if they do a really good job, sure. I'll, like, give them more. Because, you know, if, like, someone does a good job and they're attentive, like, I notice that.
Yeah.
That or 20% or like, more.
Yeah.
Yep. The minimum's, like, 10. If I definitely order, like, over, like, a $30 meal or something like that, I'm doing 10, you know?
Yeah.
I'm there for a long time, I'm doing 10. But if I'm only there for, like, 30 minutes and I get, like, something that costs $18, I do definitely, like, 6 to 8, you know? Depending
Dang,
on, like,
bro, that's kind of low.
I did have this crackhead waitress one time.
For just 18? But no, I tip, bro,
yeah,
because
I'm pretty sure
the minimum
like,
is 10.
I'm pretty sure the like, minimum for most for, like, people now is, like, 15.
I feel like
you are around. I don't think so. I definitely.
Oh yeah, I think we just disagree on that.
20% of a $30 check isn't even 10.
Right, it's 6.
Look at your math.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I always do. It's always 10. It's always like that's my minimum. Like I, because I know how it is. Like,
yeah,
y'all,
super minimum is 10% for me. But
yeah,
I normally
10% as in $10.
$10.
Yeah,
I thought you were saying 10%.
Me too.
No, $10.
I was like $10. I should have said that. You're right.
I knew you were saying like $10 on 30,
I thought
not
you were saying,
10%.
I was like, what?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
because it's
I
over.
Always do.
So I normally tip like 20%, but like usually if I go to like a restaurant where I know the person, I'll tip like more. Actually, I'll tip like 30%.
Oh yeah, if I know them, oh you good.
Yeah.
Or especially if I go and get my nails done, because it's hard to find a good nail girl. And then like if they do my nails like shit and they cut me up, it pisses me off. I'm like, no, I'm not tip. I might give you $10, but I'm like, if you do my nails bomb, I'm gonna give you like $30-$40 extra dollars.
What about to go orders and pick up orders? Like
I do like a 3.
So actually, I just saw something about this. So most times I don't tip, but you got to think about like the times we're in, like COVID, right?
Yeah.
And people are at a risk right now still, I would say, whether you deny COVID or not. But people are like have been struggling and people have been like having to go into work with like COVID. So it's really like hazard pay. And I know like for to-go orders or like orders where it's just like really quick. Like you don't want to tip, but I would say like if you're buying food at a place where they're serving you, you should probably at least give like $1 or $2 just because like they
you're
have
being
to,
served.
They're running out to your car.
It's kind of like a service for you right now to get like for you to get food like from that establishment.
Exactly.
I went and picked up food the other day and the guy was like really entertaining. Like he tried to talk to me and like you could tell he was kind of like looking around to make sure that everyone was like being taken care of and more people were pulling up. And I was like, you entertained me. Like here's $10.
Nice.
That's funny.
But I definitely did during. I don't do like now. I've been on a DoorDash kick. So
you do like, DoorDash.
Yeah, she DoorDashes I'm like so every lazy. Day.
I'm like, if someone bring it to my house, that's great. But like during like Corona, like I would like call, do to go, and pick up. And in my mind, I'm like, none of these people are making any money right now. So I'm like, let me tip them good. You know.
Yeah, if you have the privilege of being able to like buy delivery, I'm pretty sure you can afford a little tip.
Tip, you're right, exactly.
Yeah. No, that's what I was just about to say. If you can't afford the tip, I get so mad at that. Don't come out to eat.
Yeah.
Like, why are you coming out to eat? You know that's a thing. You're just coming to spend your last month. I'm pretty sure,
like, whenever I go out with big groups, like, people just forget to tip, so I always leave a big tip when I'm out with groups.
Or I feel like everyone's like,
what'd you tip?
When we went out for my birthday, I heard that, like, the girl that served us didn't make as much as she should have. And I was like,
was that when I was with you?
No.
I wasn't even here. I was sad.
Yeah. She wasn't here for my birthday. But like, we all went to this one restaurant. And like, I may or may not know the owner. And I know the server. So like, I heard what she made because she was upset. And I was like, well, I know I gave her like $30 cash for just me. But also, like, I probably should have given her more because I didn't pay for my meal either. But, like, she didn't make as much, which was very shocking to me because we are all hairdressers that were there.
And they could have afforded it.
Yeah. Well, like, knowing who we work with, like, they could have afforded it. And just, like, knowing that,
it was
like,
probably just one of those things where they're like, oh, you got it. Like,
well, because I know the owner. He paid for, like, his tab itself, like, for my birthday party was like $800.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of like the appetizers and stuff were taken care of. So people didn't tip on that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dang.
So it's like,
I know what you mean.
Even someone came up to me afterwards and was like, hey, like, did he like discount us because it was really cheap? And I was like, and then I heard that like she wasn't tipped out well. And I was like, that's kind of shitty. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, she made good money for the day, but, like, for my party, she didn't make good money, and I was very
disappointed. And normally, it's, like, the parties. It's, like,
I'll go tip her right now.
I know. I was, like...
That's the worst news. At first, I heard that she made
a lot of money, and then, like, I talked to other people, and they were, like, no, that was, like, for the whole day, and she worked all day, and she had to stay later. She cleaned up like after us.
Double shift.
Yeah, and, like, had sober me, like, realized things. Like, I probably would have left her $100 bill, but I was just, like, here's some cash, thinking that everyone else was going to do it.
Oh, that
but,
sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like, being a waiter, though, it's I'm not going to lie. If you're a good one, I started off as a waiter, then went to bartender, but I was making bank. I was straight, you know?
I've always wanted to bartend.
Wait, you were a bartender, Flex?
Yeah, bro.
Wait, hold on. You never told me this.
Bro, yes, I had. Oh, wait, that was 2017. Like, that was literally all of 2016.
When was this? Where was this? I mean, you don't have to tell me the place, but like.
Ruby Tuesday, right? Oh, after Ruby Tuesday. Yeah.
But you weren't a bartender. I thought you were like a server.
No, I started off as a server. And that's what I just said. I started off as a waiter. And then as I was there for like a year and 3 months, bro. And my last 4 months there, bro, because I moved to North Carolina from there. So I moved to North Carolina in 2017.
Yeah.
But that's when I started at the beginning of that year, or more so December. And man, bro, it was so cool, bro. Like, it was the chillest job, of course, but it also included, like, man, you were making the drinks for the tables. You were making the drink for the bar and the bar top. Like, you were making everybody's drinks.
Did you do, like, the cool tricks?
Oh, no, I wasn't that. I wasn't elite now.
You were legendary.
You know, I wasn't legendary, but I was making I was making money, man. Like, I was good. Like, I didn't have to worry. I was literally, man. Like, I mean, you need to pour people extra few shots, get people fucked up, man. They come in there. You got your regulars. It's a bar, Ruby Tuesdays. You would be watching the fights. It was around game basketball season.
Yeah.
It was great. Like, I loved it. I would definitely go and do it again because it's an easy way to make $150 a night, you know?
Yeah, that's what I hear, like.
I've heard
people in the service
money.
Industry, like food, like restaurants, like they'll make some crazy tips some nights.
I've always wanted to bartend. I feel like it'd be fun.
Me too, low key.
I just wouldn't want to get hit on.
But then that's when you make good tips.
No, that's when you take advantage
of sexism.
That's what you're in a bar. You're around your coworkers, like get hit on. people ain't gonna let you get taken away.
Wow.
You know? Like, you gotta close at the end of the night with them.
I mean, that's why you have bouncers.
I was a waiter, right?
They're the ones who are drugging people now.
The bouncers?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Especially around here. Oh, like, one bar is so bad.
Yeah. I have a client who said that, like, the bouncer was like, yeah, you're underage, but if you let me slap your ass and buy you a drink, I'll let you in the bar. And, like,
I would have reported his ass.
Oh, no. Like, yeah, I've seen it. I've neat, seen it in person,
it's,
actually.
It's also, like, terrifying because you're, like, you're the person who's supposed to be protecting me.
Yeah.
And see, you are,
I was
like,
a waiter. No.
Did you ID? Oh, no. Like, I didn't have much to say after. Like you're just supposed to protect me. And, like, yeah. you're fucking me over, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen it in person, actually, like, where, like, girls will just come up and, like, let the dudes, like, grab on them and be like, okay, that's good enough. Like, let me in. Be like, okay.
Yeah. And that's where we fail as women.
Yeah, I have, man.
Yeah.
We fail as women to, like, we want someone to look at us differently, but then we're like,
get mad if they don't respect you.
Yeah. Like, we're like, you need to respect me, but also slap my ass and let me in. Like, me as, like, who my, like, fiery personality zodiac sign is, like, I'm, like, I would look at you and be like, or you can let me in now because I have that on you. So you're going to let me in or you're losing your job.
Yeah.
You just said that, so now you're fucked.
Exactly.
See, as a waiter, I remember even one time the bartender, because we were right by a whole bunch of hotels and stuff, and guys would come in there, and before I bartended, you know, one of the girls, like, this happened maybe about twice or two times before, like, well, I said twice or two times, but I was about to say her name, but a girl came up to me, it was the bartender, and she was just like, can you watch this guy at the bar? He's been hitting on me. He keeps trying to get me to come back across the street to the hotel. He left, he came back, he keeps looking at me. And I'm sitting there like, okay. And I forget about, I'm like, okay, fuck my tables, you know? And I'm over there, like, I'm in the bar area. I'm paying more attention to the bar because I do see the guy over there. And he doesn't look like, you know, he looked like he was going to do something crazy. He didn't look like a put together dude or anything, you know? And I was just like, okay, I'm actually watch this. Told my managers and everything, and they didn't think anything of it. So I was actually watching forward, and it's just like, yeah, like, I got you. Like, if he tries to do anything crazy, would you leave? Nah, we both closed tonight, so you're good. Like, believe me, you're good. Like, if he's still out here, and he was there to the end of that night, and we told him, literally, when it was time to close, I told him, dog, you got to go. It's after 11. You haven't ordered anything. Where are you staying? You said you at the hotel across. Like, you know, I just went up to, like, because I already knew he was there for a while, and he was making everybody, like, just, he was lingering in there, but it's just being around that right people and stuff. You got to make sure you're watched. But y'all cover your ass. I can tell. I can tell.
No, last week I, like, went, like, back home to my mom's, and this guy, like, was talking to us. My mom's, like, nice, having a conversation with him, whatever. And I'm like, please get away. And he's like, oh, like, come to my house and look at my library. He's like, I'm from Egypt. I'll buy you a ticket and send you to the pyramids. I'm like, the fuck? I'm not going. I'm like, I do not know you. Like, human trap. My mom's just like, oh, yeah, that's nice. That's interesting. And I'm like, Mom, quit talking to him. And then he goes out to his car and she's like, I'm just going to tell him we're not coming. I'm like, no, he's a grown ass man. He should know not to be asking people to come to their house.
Right.
Yeah.
But right. I'm someone who, like, if someone gives me money to do something, I definitely am like, hey, I was just given this. Let's go fuck some shit up. Let's go do it.
All right, another question for you guys.
Wait, I have a question for y'all. So y'all said dating, like, what's something that's, like, y'all don't, like, do you feel like as a man?
Yeah, what do girls
that you
do
get judged?
That
ooh, question
you
for
off,
us.
Because, like, I know, like,
being interviewed now.
I know a lot of women are like, oh, like, I can only date someone who's, like, this tall, which to me, like, everyone's taller than me, so you could probably be 5'2", and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, so for y'all.
What's the question?
Is a deal breaker for someone?
Oh, what's a deal breaker?
Like, when are you like, what's a turn off? I'm never dating you. I'm never going on another date with you again.
Never again. It's funnier for dudes. You know, it's funny because there's been things that I can say that I'm just like, the biggest thing I do not like is somebody I can instantly tell has, like, that closed-mindedness just by how they're talking. As in, they say something stupid, like, and I don't want to say this, but I've been talking. Now I'm not going to bring that up.
No, you already did it.
I'm sorry, because I still know the person. And,
they're not listening.
We're not that big yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I told her.
Just say it, bro.
She's probably going to already know.
Just say it.
But no.
This part's going to come up. She's going to be like,
closed-mindedness. Like, you have to be able to, like, understand what's happening around you.
What were they closed-minded about?
Just
like, was there a particular situation or?
Yes, there is. And
tell
it's literally
tell
the
it,
whole,
man. Tell it.
It's all right. So
he
it's
said
the
it's
whole
the whole
situation.
Thing. You can't back down now.
Yeah, it's too late.
You all already right, so, opened your mouth.
I mean, I can, but the only problem is I just don't want to bring like get myself into trouble. You know, I still got a life to live.
Okay. Yeah. You know? So for you, it's like, what was it again?
Closed-mindedness.
So,
like, I've seen people say things to me that I'm just like, but
for me,
then again, dudes are dogs.
For me, it's like when the girl just like starts talking crap about people, like for no reason. I don't know. It's just like, if they're being
really, like, what kind of crap? Like,
yeah, that's what I mean. Like, what
like
you mean?
Probably hate when you got to dinner with me. I feel like I just
no.
bitch.
If they're
that's
just like,
what I'm saying, because some is fun. Like, it's fun.
Okay,
not
so like,
crap,
when we go out, we like talk crap about the same people.
Yeah.
But when, like, for example, like, I dated this.
No reason. Blunt.
I went out with this one girl one time, and she, like, we went to the same high school. So, like, she would just still talk crap about, like, people that we went to high school with. Like, hey, have you seen, like, this person? Like, they're not doing well. Like, haha. No, that's not
See,
funny.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah, that's somebody that's stuck, though. Like, why are you still living off
yeah,
high school?
Yeah, you're
like,
living in that present still.
Yeah.
Or that past.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Present. You're going to get me in trouble. I already feel like I'm in trouble.
No, you're good.
Are y'all still talking?
I mean, not necessarily.
That was
yes,
hesitated.
Maybe.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
He said not necessarily
yes.
Yeah.
He's covering his not ass.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
God.
Definitely going to be like, yeah. Hey, X, can you cut out that whole conversation? Just cut it
why
out.
Why does she already know what I'm going to say? You're good. I'm
so, you, X, like, what's a turn off for you?
Turn off in what sense? Oh, just like.
We need more than
other
talking
than
crap.
Like, yeah, because like.
That's not enough.
Women talk
it's
shit
not,
in general.
It's hard to like say though. It's like
why?
Honestly, I let a lot slide just because
that's
my personality.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm just like very easygoing, so like I don't really get mad at much things.
But
like,
what's your breaking right. point? Like, at what point are you like
somebody who's unclean? Of course,
like where you want to block them, basically.
I'm not going to block them. Like where they're
if
talking about like wanting
racist.
To slash my tires.
See, I don't block people because I'm like, oh, you're gonna see I'm doing great.
Yeah.
See, I mean, I won't block on Instagram,
like
but like oh. I'll block
oh,
on
God.
Text messages. I'm like out of sight, out
yeah,
of mind. Like I ain't hearing
Same.
From you anymore, but you can see what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just like I mute people, and I'm like, you can see me, but I don't want to see you.
Oh,
no, I'm not
I've
gonna unfollow
so
you because I don't want you to think I'm salty.
So.
But.
I'm so glad Instagram made that option.
I'm just going to come out and say it, Flex. We don't get much like correspondence on the email, right? Because we don't like promote it. But
what is the email? Did you already say it?
Yeah, it's revolution@pm.me. RVLVTN @pm.me.
Yes.
And the few messages that we've gotten is from a girl that like, is crazy.
She has y'all, doesn't
yeah,
she?
No, okay, it's a really complicated situation.
It's
and
only one girl?
Yeah, it's just this one girl, and she.
Which one of y'all was talking to her?
She disliked my YouTube videos. She literally went to my YouTube and disliked my video.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
What?
Wait,
you don't even
she
know
liked
me.
Them or she disliked them?
She disliked
them.
She disliked them. Why
she thumbs
so
down you?
So I was like, oh my gosh, she doesn't even know me. I was like, that's hurtful on her part.
Yeah,
I doubt she's good. Still. I doubt she's still listening, but
oh, she probably is.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, shout out to you,
no.
homegirl. Clout is clout.
I'll know.
And thank you for the publicity.
I'll know real quick
sure.
if she is. When my bike tires are slashed.
You better have
wow.
that shit.
Wait,
she's
you have a bike?
Keep,
yeah, I ride a
bike
on campus.
Like a bicycle?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I don't want to ride it.
It's not a motorbike
no,
or anything.
I do want a motorcycle, though. I want to Ducati like Monster. I don't know if you know.
No, I don't really know.
My family hasn't good had
have
too
you ever
much
ridden
good
one or driven one?
I've rode on the back of a street bike and it's very fun and exciting. And the first thought that goes through my mind is like, sweet, if I let go,
you're
I
gonna
die,
turn into a piece of
and
meat.
It's their fault.
Yeah.
So like
what?
Yeah.
What?
Well, you said you're toxic, so am I.
I feel it.
I've been on a moped. That's the farthest I'll go.
You would.
I don't trust anyone, and I will not. I don't trust a single person with my life. I'm sorry.
Oh, you gotta work on that.
Well, see, with you, I don't think you trust yourself sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I got thrown off a golf cart the other day, so yeah. I might not get on a motorcycle anytime soon.
Could just see them being like, "Lean with me," and you're like, "No, don't fucking tell me what to do."
Yeah. Well, that's how it was with the moped. They're like, "Lean." I'm like, "I'm gonna fall."
That's the Ducati Monster.
Yeah, I feel like the one I rode was like kind of like that. So yeah. If you get one and you just practice driving, and I'll go.
I'm looking at the MSRP right now. They're like 12,000, which isn't
this
bad.
Is killing me. This is funny.
Yeah, shake your ass and make some cash.
It don't work like that for dudes.
All right. Let's move on. So, kind of a different question. Have you ever been in love?
What's love?
Hey.
Got to do.
I always wondered.
No, because I'm trying to figure out, like, what does that feel like? Because I don't know. I don't think I've ever been in love.
Well, I say for me, no, because I feel like from what I know about love or what I believe about it, it doesn't fail. So I feel like no.
True that.
I feel like maybe, like, I feel like I've definitely had, like, unconditional love for someone, you know for what sure. I mean? Like, the one that was trying to break into my house.
But is that love or lust?
Exactly. Like, I don't know the difference. I don't know if I know the difference.
I had to look this up because I was like, I don't know the difference. Really? Like, there's literally songs, like, a lot of rappers, like, talk about it, like.
Yeah. I mean.
Like, Trippie Redd.
I feel like I've never been like in love with someone where I'm like, okay, this is the man I'm gonna marry. But I've definitely loved someone to where it's like, I don't want to see you like go downhill or anything.
Curveball, been married and divorced.
Oh,
you've been married and divorced.
I have.
Like legally.
Legally married. Legally changed my name. Legally went through the process.
Did you change your name back?
Yeah.
You can do that. It's easy after a year or something, right? Like, if it's not too long, it's easy to change your name back, right?
Well, I mean, I'm basically Kim Kardashian. I was married for 3 months, and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
He stepped out, which at the time, I mean, I still don't hate him, but...
Damn. How old were you?
19. 19 yeah. And 20
what
when
were you
I
thinking? What were you thinking?
Well, we were like in three.
I know what you mean.
I am so offended.
I feel like anyone who gets married at 19 and 20 are going to get divorced by their 25.
Well, no, not necessarily. I know a couple dumbasses that are still there. No, I'm just kidding.
It's funny you say that though.
I definitely still care about him, but I know that like he's a very good human, but he's not a good husband. Like,
yeah,
he's married with a baby. He definitely has like reached out to me since he's been with that girl, and so I'm like, I think he's a good human, but I don't know. Like, I was so young, mm-hmm. And then I feel like now, 6 years later, I'm like fixing myself from all of that. So I'm like, I don't know what is love, but I also feel like I have been it, but
you
I don't know.
It.
Yeah,
like exactly. I used
or
to tell
like
myself
you don't know if it's lust or not.
Well, you got a taste.
Yeah, I used to tell myself
how,
that. Like,
how old was the guy at the time?
He was the same age as me. He's 2 weeks older than me, which is a big difference from two decades. Right. 2 weeks to two decades.
Yeah. Like, 2 weeks to 2 decades.
And I definitely fall for people fast, but I'm scared. I've always said that, like, ever since then, like, I'm never going to, like, have a husband or kids. Yeah. But I think it's more of, like, a defense mechanism versus, correct. Like, me, like, actually being open-minded. Because I do want a husband. I want kids. And, like...
I don't.
You don't want a husband?
I say right now I don't because I don't know how I'm going to change, you know? But I feel like in the future, I feel like I will regret not continuing on my legacy. Like, why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
But then, like, the right girl might come along and help you with your career and your success. And, you know, you never know.
That's true. Like, you have someone there to prop you up.
Mm-hmm.
The kid thing, yeah. The only reason I'm going to have a kid is to continue my lineage. But there's
the only reason?
That's the only reason I want to have a kid.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Honestly. Sorry.
I just won't want to see if it's going to look like me. I hope she'll be cute.
But see,
oh
hold
my
on.
God.
You got to have, like, at least two because,
it's okay. I don't care at this point.
B, what does your name stand for?
B for bitch.
A.
Or whatever you want to call me.
You answered all.
What about Beatrice?
I was going to say
you know, that's my cat's middle name.
Is it? Your cat has a middle name?
Yeah.
It's Lucille, your cat has three names?
Yeah, Lucille, Beatrice, and then my last name.
I've never heard of anyone giving their cat a owner's last name.
I've always done that. Was new. Well, when you take them to the vet, they put your last name on there.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'd get offended. I'd be like, I'm not an animal.
Right.
Yeah, but that's your child.
You're right, though.
Basically,
you're
like
right.
Your child. Baby. Yeah, exactly. Like, I feed her. I have to make sure she's alive, you know?
Where is she?
She's in the window.
She's hiding right now.
So what I've gathered is, like, the only real love is our animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't love anyone as much as I love Lucy.
I do. I have a German Shepherd and I have a cat. Everyone told me that my German Shepherd was going to eat my cat in a week before.
I was scared about that, too.
Yeah, you were the one. Well, B was one of the people who was like, get a cat. They're easy. They're, like, low maintenance. Looking back, bullshit. The biggest bullshit I've ever heard. Like, she is not low maintenance. She's so clingy.
She's still kind of like a kitten, though. She shits in a litter box. But she's supposed to shit there.
Yeah, but, like, I just let my dog outside.
Yeah.
And I don't have to clean a litter box. Now I do.
Yeah, but then I think about it. I'm like, I'll be sitting in my apartment. Because, like, you can hear everything in my apartment. And my cat just uses the bathroom whenever. And I hear, like, my neighbor. And he, like, goes out, like, every 3 hours in the middle of the night. I'm like, damn. Like, she just goes whenever she wants to.
Yeah, see, I don't. My dog doesn't go out.
But, yeah. I don't know. But here, you have to take them out.
So, with love, well, yeah, going back to love, mm-hmm. like, do y'all think that...
We're talking about our dogs and cats.
Right. we keep going off on tangents. You're going to have a lot of editing to do. You're welcome.
I'm going to keep everything.
two podcasts. This is a good one. A part two. Yeah. Do y'all think... I forgot what I was asking.
We were talking about love. Like, have you ever been in love?
Oh, I know. I say that... Oh, like, do you think that, like, when you know, you know...
That's the thing. Like,
none of us are clearly in love, so maybe
none
not.
Of us have had that experience yet. When you know, you know.
Like, do you believe in love in first sight type situation?
Not necessarily, because I don't believe in love at first sight. I think it takes work. But, like, are you with somebody? Like, when you know, you know, or have you been in a situation where, like, someone can give you, like, on paper they can give you everything, but you can't. Because I just, like, walked away from... I mean, I guess I'm walked away from it. Like, I could have everything I want. And, like, on paper, it's great. Like, I can have the world financially and physically if I wanted. But, like...
I mean, you're hitting it on the
head
now.
Like, it's like, are you going to be happy at the end of the
day? No, I was miserable. Right. Like, if you look at me right now, like, my face is broke out from hell. It's probably that. Like, that's me funny. Walking away from it and, like...
Wait, how long did you get divorced?
That's good you did that, though.
Like, five, six years ago. But, like, the person I was just recently talking to, which you did meet, like, at first it was great, and then, like, it was great not on paper, and then on paper it was great, and I can have everything in the world, like, I can have anything I want.
Yeah.
And there's no ends to money, which is like divorce rates are at 70% of divorces are caused by for financial reasons. So like I had that and I was just like, okay, like this man says he loves me, which I never said it back, but like is willing to give me the world and give me everything when I want it, I have it. If I want coffee at work, I got it. If I want food, I got it. If my friends need anything, they got it.
Yeah. I've had some good dinners, free drinks.
Yeah.
She's like, I got you too.
But at the end of the day, I was like, okay, this isn't what it is.
It's
like,
not long term.
It's not. No. Right. And I have been someone who has always chased, like, I've been like, you have everything, but you don't have your finances together. Like, that's always been something for me because I have my finances. I have, like, everything I need. And so, like, someone has to at least compare to me or, like, give the same thing I give. And I was given that and more. And I was like, okay, this isn't enough. So, like, what is love? And, like, what's enough?
Because, I don't know. Like, that's why I'm asking. I've never been satisfied completely. Like, there's always something.
There's, like, is it trial and error?
That's the biggest thing. Like, you just said it just there. Like, so you just said that you had, like, a man that even leveled you in your finances, but it still wasn't not necessarily enough for you. So is it
the
finances or is
it not finances? Like, it's so don't look at a man like, of course, don't go for some broke motherfucker. But if there's a man that's not on the same level, then maybe it's something, like, maybe it's something where it's a man that, you know, you could help build to where the love is so equal, because, you know, you're putting something in and he's putting something in and you're both gaining to a point where it's like something unconditional that was like, you know, like that's what you're looking for. You're not looking for something like that's the problem. Like that's why people say when you're looking for love, you're not finding it.
Yeah.
You know, but I can see what you mean, though, like, because, I mean, we all have our things where we have and that's our standards. You know, we do our standards.
The thing about like not looking for it love. The thing about not looking for it that gets me is like, how do you know if you like have an opportunity and like you're in love and like this is the person that's meant for you, but like you just don't really want to jump on it?
Or it's like, how do you know if you're just like not the one, you're the one holding yourself back, basically?
Yeah. Right.
It's being aware. I definitely think I hold myself back.
I think about that a lot.
I feel like y'all do a lot of self-reflection. I do.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. I do.
And it's just like, I definitely hold myself back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think I've had someone who, like, unconditionally loves me and loves all my flaws. And then I have this guy who, like, says he loves me and everything and is, like, can give me everything I want. But then the other person, like, can't find it. I mean, they're good, but, like, I don't know. The universe is hilarious. I'm like, I want someone who talks to me, who has their money right, and who does this. And then I get that. And it's so obnoxious. And I'm just like, I hate you. Like,
sometimes you have to get it to realize it's not what you want, though.
Yep.
You know, it's like
the universe does that to me all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, because I'm a very demanding person, and I'm like,
and that's the you're gonna give me what I want.
And I'm like, oh, universe just fucked me in the ass.
I think that's enough talk about love. Let's go on a lighter topic.
Yeah, because it's not real.
It's just fake.
So I thought about this earlier. Have you guys ever had a guy? Well, I don't know. You mess around with older guys, so maybe you have, but have you ever had a guy come into the room with sex toys, like, on his own?
Yes. No. He did.
Yes and no.
No, I've never. If anything, I might have pulled out something, and they're like,
Yeah.
They're like, have you used this with anyone else? I'm like, no.
What kind of no was that? Because people can't see your face. So what kind of no was that? Was that a yes, no, or a
like
no?
A very sarcastic no.
It's like a sarcastic
no if it's going to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, no, if you're willing to.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, I'm not going to hurt your feelings. Yeah. But you know what I mean.
You're not that special, bro.
Yeah. But see, for a woman, it's different. Like, if I pull a toy out and it's, like, something that's going on me, in me, for me, it's different if I used it with someone else versus if you pull out a vibrating dildo, I'm like, did this go up your ass or did it go up hers?
Yeah, it'd be different. If he has his own toys, I'd be like, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what you put that in.
That did happen to me, and I was like...
Yeah, that's weird.
They're like, can I pull, like, you want to use a vibrator? And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, wait. Like,
so you think it's kind of weird for, like, guys to have, like, women toys and then for him to bring it out to use on them?
I think
I would prefer, like, a fresh one.
Like, you want to see it come out of the box.
Yeah.
Or like, just tell me to bring my own.
Yeah, right.
Like, wait, you got any toys? But, like, if you're sick in it. And someone, I guess
don't
it's like
be
a real
using
dick,
it on
though.
The same bitches. Like, don't, like, you gotta.
But they use their dick on that bitch, too.
Yeah. And you don't know if they use a condom or not, so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they wash it, I guess. I don't know.
They don't wash their dildos,
example,
I bet you.
Like, for example, I have, like, a few things that, like.
You got handcuffs, don't you?
I have handcuffs.
I do, actually.
Ones.
Let me show you a picture.
Oh, I thought you were like, let me show you. I was like, whoa, bro.
Handcuffs are different, though. Handcuffs don't go, like, up, you know what I'm saying? Like,
handcuffs are my favorite thing.
I wore them the other day as a fashion accessory. I wore them in, like, on campus the other day.
What? Yeah. Were you a police officer? Were they like,
did anyone ask for you to, like, lock them in?
No. The only people that actually acknowledged that I was even wearing handcuffs were, like, the lunch ladies at Chick-fil-A.
They probably really liked it because they're religious there at Chick-fil-A. I don't know if that's acceptable.
They got a lot of stuff they're holding back.
Yeah. Like, where did this man come
like,
from?
Like, I was even working out in the gym with them on.
Here, I'm is wrong with, like, what? What is this, man? Like, what are you talking? Were you really doing this?
Wait, he really was.
Wait, what is wrong with this guy?
Is it the pink ones that you had? Oh, they're pink.
Wait, why? You should have, like, cuffed your arm. Wait, first off, that's a lot of weights. I can't even, like, I struggle with 15 pounds going up. But.
I'm doing a flat bench.
And that's that's why he showed y'all the picture.
Yeah. You could barely see the handcuffs.
Honestly. But I saw they were pink. It's a good color choice.
Yeah, that's funny.
I was, like, on my Snapchat, I was, like, trying out a new fashion accessory.
That's funny.
Did you have a lot of, like, people slide up and, like, hey, like, maybe you could try
it on me?
No,
no one slid up. They should have, though.
So, to play on what you asked.
Yeah.
Do you be pulling out toys? That go in people?
Do you have a collection of your ass?
You can cut it out later if you need to.
I have a butt plug connection. Collection.
Oh my god. I have a hilarious butt plug story, but I'm not ready to tell it.
Am I supposed to be bringing toys to the room? Like, am I messing up?
I don't know. What would you like? That's why I'm asking, because I want to know for myself. Like, if I came up to a girl and be like, hey, you want to use this butt plug? Like, I have asked certain girls before, and they'll be like, yeah, it's okay. But I don't know. I haven't got one to, like, say no.
That's good. They haven't denied it.
Yeah. But were saying, like, it'd be weird. Like, I don't know.
It's weird.
So do you use the same butt plug on different girls? Do you sanitize it afterwards?
Yeah. Okay. I use, like, cleansing wipes, and I wash it with soap and everything.
See, I mean, I guess it's like, it literally is like a man using his penis. Like,
No, it is.
Most people don't use condoms. Let's be honest. Like, we weren't taught to use condoms for...
Yes, we were.
I mean, we...
There's a difference between being taught and just being like, oh, I didn't hear that.
We didn't have any sex ed classes when I was growing up.
It was about pregnancy, so I thought you just pulled out.
Actually, pulling out is pretty effective. It's like 85% effective.
Pretty much. As long as it's not in there.
It's your will.
It's like Russian roulette.
So I guess it's like the same thing, but it's just like...
With a million boomers.
I mean, as an old... Like, I did have that person, like, come up to me and was like, can I use this? And I was like, well... Why do you have it? And they were like, well, I bought it to use for this with this person, and like, we never used it. Probably 110% bullshit. Because, like, why would it not be in the package if you never used it?
Yeah.
But I mean,
honestly,
I think about it, I'm like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
You gotta bring it for courtesy.
Here's the conclusion. What you should do is go with your girl, go to the sex shop, and buy your toys there so they know.
Together.
Yeah, go together so you can be kind of freaky. And like, actually, I heard about that. It was like, if you want to break the ice, like, go to a sex shop with a girl, and like, y'all will know what you're into immediately.
That's honestly a good idea, because that way it's like a fresh start. It's like you're not using your old toys on each other, and you can go buy your new things.
And then if you separate, then you could just be like, hey, like, can I have that?
Yeah.
Because they're kind of expensive.
Oh, they are super expensive.
Like a good one.
Yeah.
Y'all ever look at them in like Spencer's and it's like hard plastic and
$12? I've been to
Oh, God, no.
Never.
Those suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't buy your sex toys from Spencer's.
I don't remember what website it is, but I remember I got one of Cardi B's favorites. It was a vibrator. It's really cute. It's pink and rose gold. What was it, like Belicia Boutique or something? Or Belizia? I don't know. I can't remember, but I know it started with a B.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know you would know.
I'm not a Cardi B.
I saw it, and I'm like, I feel like she would know. So I'm going to purchase it in order.
Right?
So does she sponsor, like... Was it just like on her Instagram or something like that?
No, I just was Googling and I went to the website and it just happened to have a Cardi B's favorite. So I clicked on it and I was like, oh, that's cute and pink. So I'm gonna buy that. And so then I got it. But I haven't used it yet. I still need to charge it and everything. I'm like, I put it out of the box and I'm like, this shit's dead. Like, they really send it out like that?
They really haven't?
No.
Too bad we have to
I've been working too much.
I was about to say, too bad we have class next week.
Huh?
Balesa Boutique.
Yeah, did you find it? Let me see that.
Yeah, it says Cardi B shows off her sex toys from Balesa Boutique. Cardi B shows off her sex toys from Balessa Boutique, gifts all party goers Balessa's Aurora vibrator as loot bag.
Loot bag.
So, do any of y'all have a sugar daddy? Sugar mama? Sugar daddy? You know one?
I ain't got neither.
No, I don't. I got an offer the other day. They're like, I'll pay you $300 a week.
Wait. Okay, first off, don't settle for that.
Yeah.
That's cheap.
Like, don't settle for $300 a week if you're listening.
See, you need
to make a contract.
A contract?
And determine a price.
Just watch Pretty Little Woman, and way back in the day, he offered her $3,000 for a week, so just use your brain.
I know. It's like, you can go get a job at McDonald's if you wanted $300 a week.
Literally. I can sell stuff in my house and make $300 a week.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't make any sense.
No. I haven't really had a sugar daddy, but kind of has turned into that, I guess.
I've never had a sugar daddy. I feel like every boy I've been with is broke.
Literally same. Up until
now. Super broke. Like, the one now, he has his own company and everything. He does really good, you know? So, I feel like, but before then. But still, like, I don't know. I didn't have to pay rent or anything, so I guess I did live good. For a little bit.
Isn't it funny, like, being the ages we are now, looking back at the things that, and like, we're not even old people yet.
But we like, feel just old. Like, I feel old sometimes.
Well, I'm older than you, so don't even say that.
It's just like a year.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't it make you think, though, like, if we're old, like, what are we going to know? What are we going to be like?
I'm going to be a hippie. Like, I don't know if anyone's ever watched Grace and Frankie, but I'm going to be Frankie
literally,
when I get older.
Literally.
I want to have long gray hair and feathers in it, and I'm going to do shrooms and drink my tea on the beach every night. And then call it a day.
I'm going to be having my weed farm, growing my weed.
I feel
chilling
that.
In a nice spot, so, literally halfway in my house of my headquarters.
We've been going on kind of long, so I kind of want to wrap this up. So okay. Why don't you guys, girls, gals, why don't you tell us about the podcast that you want to start?
That's still a making in process.
It's going to be called What Do You Mean? Which you've probably heard us say, What Do You Mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? And a lot of people think that B and I are ditzy and that we cannot handle our own. But in the circle around us, we are the only two who, right? The only two?
I guess so, yeah.
I guess one of our coworkers lives on our own, but like...
Yeah.
Like, B and I are the only two really who like... financially can support ourselves, do everything on our own. Like, we're not constantly, not necessarily just asking a man for help, but everyone in the world for help. Like, we know how to pay our own bills.
Women. Yeah.
Okay, literally. I-N-D-E-P-E-N-T. She got her own house. She got her own car.
And B, like, ain't no man paid for it.
Yeah.
B just me.
Rents a place downtown who like is close. I own my home, so like, but her rent I think is pretty close to, or like, actually I think her rent's higher than my mortgage.
Yeah, I'm over it. I'm ready to buy. Well, I gotta wait for my lease to be up, then I'm gonna buy a house. That is my goal for this year, to get a house.
You to be my roommate.
I mean, if it's nice, I might, but who knows?
Are you buying a house?
No, I'm trying to get an apartment for like just a little bit, because I'm about to graduate.
Gotcha.
But I still need, like, I want to be in for like a little bit.
Yeah, my next house I wanted to be in, but because we're like on a tangent again.
Yeah.
So we want to start a podcast about, like, because we think we're hilarious people.
Yeah.
And clearly we have made you guys laugh, and I'm sure the audience is going
to
be laughing.
We've
their
asked
asses
other
off.
People at work, we're like, hey, would you listen to us? And they're like, I have to listen to you every day. Why would I listen? I'm like, well,
so long story short, they're not getting shout outs.
Your coworker, I was like, yeah, you might get to know like the real me when I'm on the microphone.
Yeah, but.
So you're probably going to see how like trash we are.
But yeah, I mean, you need it. You got it. It's not trash, really. I mean, it's like everyone's thinking the same thing. So
exactly.
It's like, why not talk about it?
No, that's why I love podcasts, actually, because like, I feel
podcasts
like people
are great.
People are more
it's
open.
Raw.
Yeah, people are more open. It's raw. Like, it's an open format. So, like,
I didn't even have to get dressed.
Yeah.
I brushed my hair and that was it.
Right before we went on, too.
Yeah, so.
I felt like I had a dread back there. I was like, let me get this out.
Actually, so you own the same recorder that I have. I thought that was kind of interesting. But yes. You have all your microphones. Like, maybe you might need some headphones to, like, be able to hear yourself for, like, feedback.
Other than that, we have everything. That,
I feel like you are ready to start your podcast. So it really.
It'll be called What Do You Mean?
Yeah.
What
do you mean? All you need is a host. So I don't know if you've like looked at actually like how to.
Like a host as in like we're the host?
I feel like.
No,
well,
so like,
there's Anchor. Like, is that what you're talking about? It's like a thing. It's an app I have on my phone and I like upload it and record and it like sends it out to all the different platforms
yeah,
and stuff
that's
like
pretty
that.
Much what a host is.
And it helps like generate
host
people
and distributor.
Or things that
right,
will,
so you know you can edit on it
give
and all.
Us. What are those things called? Like a commercial, but it's not a commercial. Where you're like, hey, yeah. They like help find you sponsorships too, I think. Yeah. Because that is.
I feel like that's the more time intensive thing. Like just getting everything, like all that set up.
Yeah. Which I mean, I've kind of did it because I was like,
yeah.
I was like, let me see what it does. So I did like.
So did you create the name? Like, is it.
I did, and there is like one other person has the same name, but they're not active anymore.
So you're like,
so,
I'll take over.
Yeah. Exactly. But it will probably just, well, not probably, it'll just be about like our day to day life and just like kind of like how y'all's is
kind of
just like
chit chat.
Yeah. But I think like as y'all being guys, it's just like opposite, like us being girls. Like we can have y'all on as hosts and be like, so what do you think about this as a male in society?
Yeah. But like, it's definitely scary starting up, but I feel like coming on as a guest has
it's like a good opening.
To say,
it's a good test drive.
You don't have to provide like anything. You just kind of show up and talk.
Well, you could, it's like gonna light a fire in. Oh, I'm gonna light a fire in her ass and make it happen.
I know.
Oh, so I'm into ask this. Well, it's kind of like a follow up to this, but like, so for me, like this is kind of like my like outlet, like artistic outlet right now, because like this is the only thing I'm like creating. I know you like do like painting, B.
Mm-hmm.
I know you like fell off a little bit and you were talking about like you were wanting to start up again because like you were getting like, I don't know if you were like depressed or like you just felt like you weren't really doing anything.
I just feel like I've been in the same place for a long time. So I'm like, I need something else to do with
my life. My question was like, do you feel like it's important to have like an artistic outlet to like not feel.
Yeah. Yes. The thing is, I have an artistic outlet now, but it's more
what
like a job now. You know what I mean?
That.
Like, it was artistic before, but now I'm like, okay,
it's
this
still
is how
artistic,
to my bills.
But
you
it's,
need your hobby that, yeah,
we,
right?
Yeah, it's not a hobby. We have to do something that, like, we're not necessarily getting, like,
paid
banking
for.
On getting paid for. Right. Like, it's something fun because, like, starting a podcast, one thing that, like, my friend told me was, like, don't get upset when no one's listening. Like, they're going to get there. It's going to get there. Yeah. Like, you might have two followers and it might be you and your other profile, but it'll get there.
At some point. Like, it just has to.
Oh, this is episode 5, by the way.
Episode 6.
Well, technically episode 6 because we called episode 1 episode 0, but. If we're going by the numbers, episode 5, I guess.
It's kind of like
we're doing good. We're doing good.
It was like the pilot episode. Episode 0. It was like the pilot episode.
Yeah.
But that's how you're supposed to start it.
It was
like,
an intro. Introduction. Yeah.
I see how podcasts can go on so long.
I know.
Because like,
how long
is
it been?
So,
like
so
2
my,
hours.
My thought for the podcast is like, I want to create something that like is that lasts longer than I do. Like. not like that. So like when I'm
that's the way you said it though.
Oh my god.
I think
oh
that should
god.
Be the clickbait.
that's gonna be the clickbait.
That's the name of the podcast, Lost Man.
Something that lasts longer than I do.
But I was gonna say like after like, I don't know how long I'm still going to be on the internet because, you know, I'm, like, anti-social media, anti,
and he's
like,
about to get canceled for that comment.
Yeah, so I want something that lasts, like, kind of like art. Like, you know how people will draw something and it'll last, like, hundreds of years. Like, that's what I want the podcast to be.
Well, what if the internet, like, falls down in a couple years and there's, like, a zombie apocalypse or something?
Well, I guess we all screwed and we got to go to Walmart in.
Even if that's the case, that's why... Like leaving a trail is even more important because like you want to have like
evidence, kind of like
backup.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen like The Walking Dead or Fear of the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I used to watch The Walking Dead for a while.
On the show, on Fear of the Walking Dead, there's this woman, there's this girl, and she like records people and like does interviews, even though like the world has ended and there's no one to like, probably no one is ever going to watch that video, but she records anyway, just to like for people to tell their story. And the small, slim chance that someone is going to watch that and that like someone might be able to relate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of why I'm doing this is like, if someone randomly clicks on this and like connects, like,
yeah,
that would be a lot.
I get that. On my Instagram, I post a lot of things and like with small hopes that like it'll stick with somebody one day. And then like I had a friend who like,
and you don't know, I mean, me and Flex talk about this all the time, but like you never know who you're affecting.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, because when you put it on the internet, it's open to the whole world. So
mm-hmm. I love being authentic.
And that's why I love that the YouTube and everything. Like, that's the whole point of my YouTube channel. It's funny y'all saying that. And I was thinking in my head just now, like, man, these are good fucking people, because the whole reason y'all want to do shit is because you want it to affect somebody else. And that's what I've been seeing. Like, because I do free running the parkour.
Make sure y'all
like,
follow Flex at Legendary Quest.
Legendary Flex on YouTube. No, Legendary baby. Quest.
Legendary Quest.
Oh my goodness. Legendary Quest. What is wrong with me?
Wait, did you change your name and forget?
Didn't you say you were going to make a new video recently?
Yes. So my foot's been injured, blah, blah, blah. I've been out for about 3 weeks. This is my fourth week coming up. I started training and everything again. I'm back at it. I was supposed to make a video about me being down and out, but that's going to come previous or a precursor to my newest video. So check me out, Legendary Quest, and we were out there. We live.
Yep. So just to wrap things up, make sure y'all check out Lovely World at lovelyworldmusic.com, or you could just look them up on any social media, Lovely World. Remember that our website is revolution.xyz, and you can send us any emails at revolution@pm.me. All the links that we've talked about in this podcast will be in the show notes. I think that's it.
Even the Cardi B favorites.
Even the Cardi B sex toys. We will put that in the
all
show
of
notes.
The above.
So, ladies, make sure you come on down and get your Cardi B.
Wait,
sex toys. We've
definitely put them on, so they owe us a sponsorship.
Yeah,
right.
Oh yeah,
they're gonna blow up and sell out.
Yeah,
honestly, depending. Yeah, well, it's like I wonder how many people listen now.
Belessa Boutique.
Wait, we have to give. What do you mean a timeline? So that B does.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to.
So a month from now, because I said by my birthday I was gonna release a podcast.
Yeah.
And your birthday's already passed, right?
Yeah. Like, almost a month ago. Mm-hmm. So, what's today's date?
Today is the 22nd. Oh, I meant to say that at the beginning, Flex.
Well, now it's the end.
Well, now they know.
So,
now they know.
So, by Memorial Day.
The 30th.
31st.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
It's that weekend.
So y'all be looking
Monday,
out.
Yeah.
We will have.
I'm going to Miami that weekend.
I'm in Miami trip. Hey. B and I will have released a pilot episode at least. If not, then y'all can fake slap us because you can't actually slap us because it's a woman's
world. We'll keep y'all updated. Yeah. We'll keep y'all updated on what do you mean for when it comes out.
Yeah,
sure. Exactly.
We'll put your first like pilot on our show notes to maybe like, hey, shout out to.
They finally did it.
We got right? off our asses.
All right. That's the show. We'll see you guys next week. This has been X.
From X.
Sorry.
And K. Thanks for having us.
Thank you to B and K for letting us interview them.
But you don't get it your way.
Oh, yeah, y'all.
But you don't get it your way.
We'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.